So today's daf is Erev and daf Kufhei. We're going to finish the Masechta today. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is now going to try to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva regarding the issue of in the Mishnah where they had Rabbi Shimon ben Anas said that you would remove the sheretz from the Heichal, the Ulam, and between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Akiva said that, no, wherever you would be Chayef for Tuma, you would be required to remove the Sheretz. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneham Mikra Echad Darshu. So both Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva hold that if you bring a Sheretz into the Mikdash, you're Chayef, but they disagree regarding the obligation, the liability of removing it, the obligation to remove it from the Azara after you already found the Sheretz, whether Muksa is permitted or not. And they both learn it from the following Pasuk in Divrei Hayam. And the Pasuk says, Vivoa Kohanim Lifnima Beis Hashem Letaher, Vayotzius Kola Tuma Shermatsu Behechal Hashem Lachatzar Beis Hashem. The Pasuk says that the Kohanim went into the Beis HaMikdash to purify it, and they took out all the Tuma, all the Avodah Zarah and all the offerings they brought for whatever Avodah Zarah they brought in. This was in the days of Chizkiyahu, and he cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash. His father Achaz brought in Avodah Zarah and offerings to the Avodah Zarah. So they took out the Avodah Zarah and also the offerings for the Avodah Zarah that they found in the Beis HaMikdash to the courtyard. And then Levim took it from to the courtyard. They were standing in the Azara, and they took it outside to Nachal Kidron. So the Kohanim took it out of the Mikdash into the courtyard, and the Levim took it out from the courtyard into the Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley, and they threw it, brought it there. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Shimon ben Anas holds Marsav Midishtane Bazar Balavim Tuma Bazar Aleika. So Rabbi Shimon ben Anas holds the fact that the fact that you would remove the tuma, which the offerings to the Avodah Zarah were tameh, so the fact that they would remove it, it would change that only the Kohanim would bring it to the Azara, the Levim then would take it specifically. So you must hold that tuma bazar leka, that there's no obligation to remove the obligation to remove tuma in the Azara does not supersede the prohibition for the Kohanim to become Tameh. If the Kohanim touch these offerings, then when they touch the Avodah Zarah, the offerings, so they would become Tameh. So in the Azara, there is no obligation to remove it, and which would override the prohibition of the Kohen to become Tameh, and presumably also you would also not be allowed to remove the Sheretz, and that would also not override the Isser of Muksa. In other words, in the Azara, there's no requirement to remove it. You're not allowed to bring a Sheretz into the Mikdash area, but once it's there, there's no obligation to remove it, which would allow you to violate any other prohibitions, like the Kohanim becoming Tameh, or like the prohibition of Muksa. That's Rav Shimon ben Anas. And that's why only the Levim removed it from the Azara. Marsav, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he holds, there's no difference between the Heichal and the Azara, that both of them, if you find a Sheretz, whether you find it into the Beis HaMikdash itself or in the Azara, you're required to remove the Sheretz. So why did they switch from the Kohanim to Levim? Ad Heicha, Lo Efsha B'Levim, Mafki Kohanim, Hashad Efsha B'Levim, Tu Lo Mitami Kohanim. Saying that, it's better for the Kohanim not to use to touch it in general, wherever Levim could not go into, then the Kohanim would remove it. The Levim could not enter into the Mikdash, so the base of Mikdash, so the Kohanim would remove the Tuma, and now once the Levim are able to remove the Tuma, so then the Kohanim should not become Metame. So that's why. And it's nothing to do with, but still, if there's a Sheretz, you would still be obligated to remove it. It was just that better have Levim do it than the Kohanim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss now going into the Mikdash to build it and to fix it and to remove Tumah, who goes in ideally and who goes in b'di'evet. So Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Nichnasim b'Heichal, Livnos Letakin, Lahotzi Esatuma. So everyone, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, can go into the Mikdash area, even into the building itself, in order to build it, in order to fix it. Like if you're like an electrician, well, I guess they have no electricity, but if you're like a carpenter and they need some work to be done, so even if you're not a Kohen, you can go in order to fix it, and also to remove the Tumah, Lotzi Esatuma. U mitzvah b'kohanim, but ideally the mitzvah, ideally if you can find a Kohen who's a carpenter, that's the best. Im ain sham kohanim nichnasim levim. If the kohanim aren't there, the levim go in. Ain sham levim nichnasim Yisrael. If the levim aren't there, Yisraelim come in, can enter. Vidi vidi tahorin in tmeim lo. So the Gemara wants to infer that both, whether we're talking about kohanim levim Yisraelim, only those that are tahor can go in, but if they're tameh, then they cannot go in. Only if there are no Tahorim, so then the Tameim can go in. So what do we see from here? A Yisrael who's Tamei has priority over a Kohen. Sorry, a Yisrael that's Tahor has priority over a Kohen that's Tamei. Amar Rav Huda, Rav Kahana, Besai Kahani. So Rav Huda says that Rav Kahana, who was a Kohen, so he would assist the Kohanim. The Tani, Rav Kahana, to say they take precedence. The Tani Rav Kahana, Mitel Shenamach El Aprochus Lo Yavo. So since the Torah says that a Kohen who's a Balmum cannot go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, because if he has a Balmum, Yochol Lo Yehu Kohen Balmum Nichnasim Bein Ulam La Mizbeach Lasas Rikur Pachim. You might think that a Kohen who's a Balmum cannot go to the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Ulam is the antechamber. So this area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that's like a holier area than behind the Mizbeach. Right? The holiest area is the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the structure itself. And then you'd have the Heichal, that's the Kodesh, and then you'd have the Ulam, the antechamber. And outside, even outside, the holier area is between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So you might think a Kohen who's not a Baal Mum can enter between the Ulam and the Mizbeach in order to cover, let's say he has to cover the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, with golden plates, right, because it was gold plated. So, Tabalobar Ach. So the Pasuk says Ach, when it says Ach Ela Parochos Lo Yavo, so that comes to exclude something. So this is Chalak. So we're distinguishing between going in for a purpose and not for a purpose. So if it's for the needs of the Mikdash, then obviously you can go in. Mitzvah bat mimim. Ideally, if you don't have a mum, then you go in first. Einchem tamimim nichlasim bali mumim. Then if there are no tamim, then if there are no kodim or tamimim, then bali mumim go in. Mitzvah bat tahorim. The mitzvah is ideally with so a kohen who's tahor, and ancient tahorim nichlas tameim. Then a kohen who's tamei goes in. Edi v'edi. So we see from here this Rav Kahana is learning this brisa that according to this brisa we're only talking about kohanim. We're saying first priority is a kohen who doesn't have a mum and who's tahor, and the next is what sawat kohen who is a Balmum. And next is Kohen who's Tameh. So, Idividi Kohanim in Yisraelim Lo. So, what do we see from here? The Kohanim went out over everyone else, because we only talk about Kohanim. So, we have so here, this Brisa goes against the previous Brisa. This Brisa says, a Kohen Balmum and Kohen who's Tameh, and it takes priority over Yisrael, who is Tahor and without a Mum. Ibai Lahu, and it gets this unresolved. Ibai Lahu, Tame the Baal Mum, Ezelmeyam Nichnas, who goes in first? Who has priority? A Kohen who's Tame or Kohen who's a Baal Mum? Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Tame Nichnas Al Yishtar Bevot Sibor. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi believes that a Tame, in the name of Rav, that a Tame goes first because a Tame, if the whole Sibor is Tame, you can do the Avoda. But a Baal Mum can never do the Avoda. Rabbi Lazar, my Balmum, Nichnas Taishtore Bachilas Kachim. Rabbi Lazar believes that Balmum can go in first because he's allowed to eat Kachim, but a Tamei can never eat Kachim. So this is an unresolved debate. Now the Mishnah, now the Gemara is going to try to understand what the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, he said, what does that mean? That where the Chachamim allow you to do something for you, they give it to you. What does that mean? Rabbi Shimon Heichakai, what's he referring to? Hasim Kai, he is referring to the following, statement. It's not that we learn in the Mishnah, Mi Shehechshich, someone who is coming to, who's on the road in Erev Shabbos, and he is outside the Tchum, when it's Friday night, even one Amma outside the Tchum, he cannot enter into the city on Shabbos. You can only go 2,000 Amos in any direction. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Chamesh Esrei Amma Yikanes, Even if you're 15 amos from the border of the end of the Tchum, you could enter into the city, and you're considered like one of the people of the city. And then you have 2,000 amos from outside the city. Why? Because the people who measure the Tchum are not precise to measure the end of the Tchum. In other words, they usually measure it a little bit outside 2,000 amos, but they are towing, because people would make mistakes. So therefore, they would probably... They would say, here's the end of the Tchum, and they would mark a place that would be the outside of the Tchum. They say, this is 2,000 amos outside the Tchum of the city, when really it's 1,985 amos outside the Tchum. So they would do that because people make mistakes. So in practice, if you were, let's say, if you found yourself, like, it's Friday night, and you see a marker, and you're like one amma outside that marker, so Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can really go in, because that's really within the Tchum, even though they've said it's outside the Tchum. And Rabbi Shimon wants to clarify, the Kamar Tanakam lo yikanes, Amar le Rabbi Shimon yikanes. So Rabbi Shimon's trying to give a reason now. In his line, Mokom Shil Chacham Mishalcha Natsilach, he's saying, what's the reason why I said you can enter? Because not that he's more lenient when it comes to Hilchot Shabbos, is that Mekar Hadin, according to the strict letter of law, he's really permitted. In other words, it's nothing to do with the fact that he's more makil on Tchum Shabbos. He's like, he knows that when they make the borders, they really are 15 amos off. So what's the next part of the Mishnah? Ela shalohi tira lecha ela mishim shvus. So what's this line where he says, they only allow because of shvus. What's this referring to? Awesome kai. This refers to what we just said in Daf Kuf Beis. Dikamar tanakama koshra v'amar le'ov shimon n'onva. So let's say that the harp string breaks on Shabbos, and playing the singing of Levim with the instrument is a mitzvah, just like doing a korban, bringing a korban is a mitzvah, even though you know, you bring a korban normally is forbidden on Shabbos, but you're shechting an animal. So too, playing the music is also permitted on Shabbos, but that's permitted. So Amar Le Rav Shimon Onva. So the Tanakhama says, if a string breaks, you can tie it. And Shimon says, no, you can only make a bow. If you do a bow, so it's not going to lead to a Torah prohibition. Why? Because let's say someone hears, oh, I heard that they tied a bow in the Mikdash on Shabbos, so I can do it outside the Mikdash on Shabbos. If they tie a bow, that's an Isser Daraisa. So they allow you to do this on Shabbos in the Mikdash. But Kshira Da'ashi De'chiyuv. But Kshira, if you tie a knot, so even though it's for the tzarcha of the mitzvah, the mikdash, since if you allow it in the mikdash, word will get out, and they're going to say, oh, you can even do it outside the mikdash, and you're going to be chai v'chatos, lo shorlei rabbanon. The Chacham did not permit this even in the mikdash, and Rabbi Shimon is trying to give a reason why he's very makil, why he's very lenient in the first case, you know, with the tchum, and he's strict in the other case. So they're two totally different cases. The case of the Tchum, there's no real Isser. And the case of the broken harp string is because it can lead to an Isser Gama. Okay, Hadron Allah, Habotit Tfilim, Uslil Allah, Nesachas Erevin.